Yeah, I've been doing this a long time, and I would tell you we probably were in the best shape economy-wise that I've ever been in when we're doing this business. And to go from one end of the spectrum to the other in a matter of overnight is pretty hard. And, you know, no one's done this before, so we're all learning together on how do we support each other, how do we work through these things, how do we try to learn to work remotely. I mean, for us, that was a huge issue. We had, as our organization, had never done that. We had to pick up our whole accounting office and move it to a woman's home office. So, you know, everybody's going through those changes right now.
What's the key, Tim, for business and manufacturing here locally? Is it to stick together?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody has some different challenges depending on what business type you're in. We have a number that are starting up this week, and I think their biggest challenge is learning how to do the social distancing, the PPE, the screening and testing. Again, the things they've never been through before, and then, you know, applying that to getting the product out the door. So, but for retailers and small companies, restaurants, they face another whole challenge in, you know, the uncertainty of when they're going to be able to open and the lead time they need to have to get employees back and order product. And that uncertainty, I think, has been their biggest challenge right now, is we don't know what the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks holds for those small retailers and restaurants.